Laboratory B is an 800-square-foot space whose interior design aesthetic might be described as bohemian gamer. There are about 20 members of this hacker space who pay $75 a month, though underemployed members pay just $35 a month. The one large room has work tables, an electronics bench, and milk crates containing a variety of computer parts. There's also a futon couch and a small refrigerator.
The lab is really a clubhouse slash gym for geeks.
Jesse Krems is one of the co-founders of Laboratory B. On a recent weeknight, he wore a white lab coat with the Laboratory B logo embroidered on it.
When you say you're starting a hackerspace, a makerspace, people start bringing by old computers, and you have to be like, we're not taking that.
The hackerspace, it should be noted, did not turn down an offer of a large tank of hydrogen gas. Jesse Krems has serious street cred in the hacker world. In addition to helping found Laboratory B, he organized Burlington's 2600 hacker group and is involved in the annual Las Vegas hacker convention known as DEF CON. Krems shows me a high-end soldering gun he refers to as the devil's own hairdryer. He used it to repair his cell phone. And speaking of telephones, Krems works for the phone company in the data network division of Fairpoint Communications. Odd, then, that one of the things he's working on at Laboratory B is a free public phone that can call anywhere in the world using a wireless internet connection. Krems and his collaborators are looking for the heavy-duty hardware to house the phone.
One of the things that's actually holding us back is just not having a payphone. And we've been thinking about it. We're just like, maybe we should just drop the $300 and buy a payphone.
Laboratory B may not be rolling in dough, but it seems to have some rather talented computer geeks in its ranks. Ben Simmons is a data technician at a company in Williston. One of his current personal projects involves using the Xbox Kinect to analyze karate kicks, the roundhouse kick to be precise. Simmons programmed the video gaming device as part of his quest to earn a black belt in Taekwondo karate.
They'll get to see how my kick looks. Here's how the Kinect tells me it's supposed to be. This is how the brain of the Xbox says an ideal kick looks like.
Simmons and another member of Laboratory B are involved in the Civic Cloud Collaborative, a project to leverage Burlington's super-fast fiber optic network to benefit local nonprofits. He's working to help local music venues stream performances online. Simmons says getting involved in the hackerspace has given him the confidence not to be afraid to dream big.
One of the biggest things I've gained from joining the lab is realizing that it wasn't really that crazy to think that I could do some of the projects that I'm doing. I'm not wrong to think that my ideas are realistic and my ideas are possible.
Ben Simmons, one of the members of Burlington's hackerspace, Laboratory B. For VPR News, I'm John Kalish.